Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. Thanks for making us a part of your day. I hope it's a habit you make each and every day. Wherever it is, you get your favorite podcast. We have a lot to cover today, including pretty big Braves win last night, plus some Georgia-Alabama banter for you. And a number for the Falcons that I think changes in a big way in 2021. Let me remind you first, we're brought to you by United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. If you need something around the home pressure washed, you probably do. We all do at some point if you're a homeowner. Think about the driveway. You don't want your neighbor's driveway looking better than yours or your deck. Or in our case, we have the driveway, the fence, and my deck all done. They did a great job on all three of those. They can do a pressure wash job or a soft wash of your home, which is also a very big deal to have it done by professionals. United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing will take 10% off either one of those pressure washing or soft wash deals when you mention promo code MATLANA. Just go to unitedbincleaning.com, get that project on the books, mention promo code MATLANA, and they will take 10% off, or call Jeff Terry. Jeff owns United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing at 404-889-3355. Mention promo code MATLANA. All right, let's get to the business of the day. Braves did get a very nice win last night over the Padres, 2-1. It was one of the cleanest and best played games of this season for the Braves. Tuki Toussaint made his 2021 debut, and it was a really good one. Tuki had everything working. We've watched Tuki pitch before, and it's never been about stuff. The velo's there, the off-speed, all those things are there for Tuki. It's about harnessing that consistently, at least for one night. Man, it was good against a very good offense in San Diego. Tuki went 6 2/3, just 3 hits allowed, 1 run, couple of walks, and 5 strikeouts. He was really efficient, 279 pitches in 6 2/3, so that was all good. It was also a night where the bullpen did good work. Tyler Matzek came in to get Tuki out of a jam in the 7th inning. He gets a fly ball with 2 on, keeps the lead intact to 2-1. Chris Martin pitched a scoreless 8th, although there was a scary moment on the 3rd out, fly ball deep to center. And Will Smith pitched around a double for a scoreless 9th in his 19th save. So all that was very good. Combine that with just enough offense, you got a Guillermo Heredia 2-out RBI single in the 2nd to give the Braves an early 2-1 lead, or 1-0 lead. Freddie Freeman then hit the go-ahead home run in the 6th to give the Braves what would be the 2-1 advantage that they wouldn't give back. So all that's very good. Combine it with the fact that the Mets lost last night to the Reds, and the Braves move within 3.5 games of the top spot in the East, and they are once again a game under 500 at 46-47. We've talked about how big this stretch is for the Braves between now and the deadline, and that continues today. Braves will play a doubleheader with the Padres, a 12-20 game, and then the second game at 5:20. Kyle Muller goes in the first game for the Braves, and then Bryce Wilson in game 2. So, big challenge for a couple of young pitchers to follow what Tuki did last night against a very good San Diego offense. Now, as we said, this next stretch of games over the next 10 days, it's a big deal. Big deal because we think it's going to sort of affect what Alex Anthopoulos does at the trade deadline. I don't know how much it will, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but this is 12 games now, 10 days, couple of doubleheaders today with San Diego, Monday with the Mets, around a 4-game series with the Phillies, all of that in this next 10 games. Now, the other part of this that's worth bringing up, when the Braves go to New York, it's pretty likely they won't see Jacob DeGrom, who kind of shut himself down after another MRI and shoulder tightness. So, you know, listen, strange things happen. It's not a great division. I've never sort of measured where the Braves are against this division, because this goal coming into the year was not to win the NL East. That was sort of an expectation. It was, what can we do to be a world champion in 2021? I'll stick to my guns that I still don't think Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves will make a big move for a couple of reasons. A, I don't know if they have the finances to make that move. B, I don't know that I blame them for not making it, considering there are so many holes still to fill on this roster. So maybe they do add a relief pitcher. I've said several times I could see them bringing Adam Duvall back. It makes sense. It won't cost them much salary or prospect capital. So those things I think could happen. And why not? I still do not expect them to make moves like Joey Gallo or Trey Mancini or Chris Bryant, even Mitch Haniger from Seattle or Starling Marte. And I definitely don't think anything would be in play for Craig Kimbrel, again, based on the finances. But if you do get a reliever, if you do add Adam Duvall, for instance, you get Travis d'Arnaud back, and then whatever you can get from Waskari Noah, who knows? In this watered-down NL East that might be an 85 to 88 win division, maybe they can win it. I still don't think it changes the overall chances for this team to make a deep October run, but getting in gives the opportunity to say, why not? So we'll see how that plays out. Again, doubleheader today with the Braves and the Mets. We're brought to you by the folks at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Go see my friends over there, Sean Daly, and the great group of people that run one of the great sports bars. That it's not the old school sports bar experience that we're used to. No, this is the ultimate sports bar experience. Wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, a craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And on that menu, when you go in for lunch and mention this podcast, The Daily 10, they're going to take 10% off your lunch order. Again, 10% off. Have a flatbread. Have a great burger. Have one of their great orders of wings. 10% off when you mention The Daily 10 at The Daily Draft. Again, 10% off mentioning The Daily 10. Also, new Realm fans all this month at The Daily Draft. They have their upcoming flight of the month. With every new Realm Brewing Company purchase, if you get a flight or a pint, a percentage of that purchase is going to go to Camp Twin Lakes all throughout the month of July at The Daily Draft. All right, SEC Media Days continues. And I wanted to talk about the two SEC teams that we all expect to play in the SEC title game. I know there are surprises that jump up, but unless something crazy happens, the expectation is Georgia and Alabama will be the two best teams in the conference, and they'll meet in December at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I saw two numbers that I thought were intriguing to support how good we think both of these teams are. The first one was from Brent Rollins at Pro Football Focus College, and he also works for UGASports.com. He tweeted out a ranking of SEC teams with the most returning players who have a Pro Football Focus grade of 70 or above. Now, these are players who either played 100 snaps last season for their team. They also include transfers. This is just one metric, one rating system to evaluate talent, but it's intriguing. Georgia has 17 of those players. That's the most in the SEC with grades of 70 or above based on Pro Football Focus's rankings. So they have 17. Surprisingly, Kentucky is number two at 12. And then Alabama, Texas A&M, and LSU come in at third with 11. Just one way to evaluate talent, but it's a reminder of just how good this roster and how deep the roster is for Georgia. And it's a lot of knowns, a lot of returning players, a lot of depth at key positions. They do have questions, like on their offensive line, in their secondary, but for the most part, they have a lot of returning answers in right places. So then I saw this number from Colin Wilson at the Action Network. These are teams that will be favored in all 12 games this season. There's only one SEC team on the list, and it's Alabama. Alabama gets that, you know, Vegas-Alabama sort of thing, which I understand, again, they've earned that. So they're the only SEC team that would be favored in all 12 games. Then there's this group of out-of-SEC teams like Cincinnati and Clemson. North Carolina, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Wisconsin also could be favored in all 12 games. Here are the teams that would be favored in 11 of their 12 games. That list in the SEC anyway is just Georgia and Texas A&M. So Texas A&M could be a thorn in the side of Alabama and could throw a wrinkle into this, but this is Georgia. This is Alabama. These are the two teams in this conference that we've talked about, especially heading into this year. What we know about Georgia with returning players, with JT Daniels, continuity at offensive coordinator, Alabama always able to replace great players, and they're going to have to do that again, which we all expect them to do. All right, one final note. As the Falcons get ready to head to training camp next week, I should point out to you guys that we're only 50 days away from the regular season beginning in the NFL. It is coming quickly. I saw this number that we know is kind of an indictment of the former coaching staff. This is point differential by the Falcons in 2020. So last season, the Falcons were plus 54 points in the first half of games. That was good enough for seventh in the NFL. In the second half, they were minus 72 in point differential. That was 30th in the league. Opponents figured out what the Falcons were doing way too many times, not just last season, but all throughout the Dan Quinn and his staff regime, either through the Falcons not making enough adjustments, not making the proper adjustments, or just, I don't know, not making adjustments at all. When you run the same stuff over and over, and I can't tell you how many times I heard opponents after games talk about what the Falcons were doing on offense or defense in the fourth quarter of games and said, yeah, we were expecting that, and we saw this, and we knew it was coming, that type of a thing. Combine that with the fact that Dan Quinn's teams were the least disciplined teams you'll ever watch, or just playing really dumb at times to make big mistakes. There were instances last year where the Falcons were outscored 30-10 in a second half against Dallas. In that game, they were outscored 16-0 in the final 8 minutes, or outscored 20-0 in the fourth quarter at home against the Bears. That happened over the final 6 minutes of that game. The Falcons gave up 10 points in the final three and a half minutes in a home loss against Detroit. They were outscored 21-7 at home against Denver in a game they had to hold on late and get an onside kick to hold on to win 34-27. But this theme continued. I mean, they were outscored 14-0 in the second half at New Orleans. The Falcons were outscored 10-0 by the Chargers in the second half in L.A. They were outscored 31-10 in the second half in a home loss to Tampa. They were outscored 10-7 in a road loss at Kansas City. And then they closed out the season, outscored 21-7 in the fourth quarter at Tampa. None of this stuff is coincidental. This was all throughout the Dan Quinn regime, going all the way back to 2015. And yes, it even happened several times during the 2016 Super Bowl season. It didn't really cost them until that fateful night in Houston in the Super Bowl with that meltdown. I think the biggest advantage the Falcons will have, even if Arthur Smith and his staff are just average, they get the benefit of following that staff. If you're just average at making adjustments or managing the clock, Arthur Smith's going to look like Bill Belichick and the Patriots during their dynasty compared to what the Falcons were doing with Dan Quinn and the staff here in Atlanta since 2015. All right, if you guys would, go ahead and hit that subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. And again, go check out our friends at the Daily Draft today in Woodstock on Main Street. They'll give you 10% off your lunch order if you mention the Daily 10. And if you need that pressure wash or soft wash of your home, United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing will take 10% off that for you by mentioning promo code MATTLANA. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. Back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.